You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. More than half of all computer users may have a problem, a big, fat security problem. Over the weekend, a major security flaw was found in Microsoft's web browser, Internet Explorer. That flaw could allow a hacker to take over your computer. It's apparently so serious, the Department of Homeland Security has advised people to use alternatives to IE until Microsoft can make a fix. To learn more about this, we're joined by Todd Bishop, co-founder of the Seattle-based technology news site GeekWire. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Marcy.
Well, first off, what is the flaw?
This is a flaw that essentially allows a hacker to insert code through your browser onto your computer and then take over your system. So act as you on your computer and essentially do what they will with your machine, snoop, turn it into a bot that sends out spam messages or basically anything else they want to do. So it is serious. It's what's known as a zero-day vulnerability, which means the vulnerability is out there, it's public, before Microsoft has issued a patch.
How did this come about?
This happens in software. There are bugs that just come up as part of coding, and the race that happens between the software developers and the hackers is that the hackers essentially try and identify these bugs and then exploit them. The big difference, as I said here, is that this is a zero-day vulnerability, which is serious.
How many computer users might be affected by this?
It's millions. So this affects anybody using Internet Explorer 6 through 11. So that's a large swath of the population, more than half of computer users, as you said. However, the security firm that found this vulnerability originally and saw it being exploited says it's primarily Internet Explorer 9, 10, and 11 that is being targeted by this attack.
Earlier today, the Department of Homeland Security advised people not to use this IE until the fix is made. I'm not sure that I've ever heard the feds make an announcement like that. How unusual is this?
You know, it's happened sometimes in the past, but it's been a while. I found a case back in 2004 where they were warning of similar problems in Internet Explorer. This, though, is really a setback for Microsoft. You know, they've made a lot of strides over the years to get their software much more secure. Windows and Internet Explorer are far more secure than they were in the past. They're much more regularly updated. But there's huge competition out there from Chrome and Firefox still and others. And this is something that is a setback for Microsoft.
I'm talking with Todd Bishop. He's co-founder of the Seattle-based technology news site GeekWire. Todd, more than half of all web browsing is done on Internet Explorer right now. So what advice do you have for people who use Internet Explorer?
Yeah, the firm that originally found this bug, FireEye, recommends two steps. And one is the obvious one that the federal government is also recommending. That is, use a different web browser. Find some other web browser to use in the meantime while Microsoft scrambles to fix the bug. The other is disable Adobe Flash on your machine. The researchers say that the attack will not work without Adobe Flash running. So this is something you can find in your settings. You can uninstall Flash and essentially go forward from there. Now, that means, for example, you won't be able to watch some videos and that sort of thing through your browser, but that is one short-term workaround.
Wouldn't it be just easier to switch to Chrome or Firefox or something else?
It would be, but there are applications out there, particularly when you're looking at the older versions of Internet Explorer that run well in Internet Explorer and are primarily tuned to that browser. So mm-hmm. That is one of the struggles that companies in particular are facing here, is that the world over the years, to varying degrees, has been dependent on Internet Explorer because of its dominance. And so that's what makes problems like this all the more troublesome.
Todd, earlier this month, Microsoft discontinued support for Windows XP. It's a 12-year-old operating system. Will Microsoft provide XP users with the security fix for this?
The assumption is no. If you go by Microsoft's past word on security support for Windows XP, it is over. It will be interesting to see if Microsoft even considers an exception in this case. It is a very large threat affecting a large portion of the population. And so because of that the pressure could be put on Microsoft to go back and actually make an exception and issue a patch here. I think that's unlikely. Microsoft wants the world to move to newer versions of its operating system and browsers, and I think its response will be, hey, just stop using Windows XP.
Now, we've been talking about how all of this affects consumers. Todd, let's talk about the business end of it for a second. How important is browsing Internet Explorer to Microsoft's business as a whole?
Yeah, it's funny. This question goes back all the way to the antitrust trial against Microsoft, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Internet Explorer is part of Windows. It is an integral part of Windows. You can argue whether it could be removed and Windows could still run well. But especially if you look at things like Windows 8, there are two versions of Internet Explorer, two interfaces for Internet Explorer on that computer, and they are just a fundamental part of the experience if you follow the basic rules of the road inside Windows. So it's a big deal. Internet Explorer is just a basic component of Windows in many ways.
How soon will Microsoft have to come out with some kind of security fix before people flee from Internet Explorer in legion droves?
Yeah, it needs to happen very quickly. I would be surprised if we did not see some kind of fix, some kind of patch this week. This would be what they call an out-of-band release. In other words, it's not part of Microsoft's monthly updates that they issue just to get up to date on security. This would be more of a special patch. I would assume that the company at this point is trying to get it out this week.
So do you have any idea if that means Microsoft will just stay in the browser business, or maybe they should just get out of it altogether?
Yeah, I know that's something that maybe some of their competitors would like a lot. Just the fact that this is so baked into Windows. Internet Explorer is just, as I said, a key part of Windows, and really, in some ways, is just seamless with the operating system. So because of that, I would be surprised to ever see Microsoft take a step like that, especially given the historical context with this.
Yeah.
It's just something that they've battled for over the years to be able to continue including Internet Explorer in Windows.
Todd, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Marcy.
Todd Bishop is co-founder of the Seattle-based technology news site GeekWire. And if you hadn't heard, over the weekend, a major security flaw was discovered in Microsoft's web browser, Internet Explorer. Stop using it. That's what both the federal government and tech security experts say. This is The Record from KUOW with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.